Chapter number 3, and I'm just going to kind of read some scripture and make a couple of comments, and then I'm just going to talk about Jesus. I tell you, Jesus is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Amen.
I don't know about you. I can tell you this. If you're saved, if Jesus has passed by your way, then you understand that statement I just made. Now, it doesn't end there. God has been good to me, very good to me. And this week, just the Sunday, Monday, yesterday, and into today, I've just been thinking about how good God has been to me. Undeserving. And yet I am a recipient of the manifold grace of God, the blessings of the Lord. How about you? And God began to speak to my heart, and I felt convicted in my heart that I don't praise Him enough. You say, well, preacher, we can never praise Him enough. Well, let's die trying. Amen? Let's die trying. Let's give it a good old country boy shot. Let's just praise the Lord. Now, John chapter 3, if you'll look, very familiar passage. I'm going to ask you to stand. You've been sitting for a while. Let you stretch your legs a little bit. And I want to read a few verses of scripture to you. John 3:16, very familiar, 17 and 18. I want to make a couple of comments. And then I just want to talk to you about Jesus. You know, I was thinking, and I better not get into this. You'll be standing for 10 minutes, but I will get into it, the Lord willing, before I finish this message. If Jesus has ever passed by your way, you know what I'm talking about. Jesus passed by my way, brethren. I was thinking about it this past week. I wasn't seeking God. God sought me. I mean, I wasn't seeking. The Bible says, no man seeketh after God. The Son of Man, Luke 19:10, has come to seek and to save that which was lost. I'm glad Jesus sought me out.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about? I mean, Jesus came after me, brother.
Amen.
Are you listening? He came after me. I didn't find Jesus. He found me. And I sure am glad He did. Amen. I'm glad Jesus found me. And life has sure been different since Jesus passed by. It's been different, brethren. I'm telling you. It's been different. And if you've ever experienced the amazing grace of God, you know what I'm talking about. It's just different when Jesus is your Lord. John 3:16, 17 and 18, the Word of God says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he believeth not in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Before I get to bragging on Jesus some, I want to ask you a question. Do you know Him? Has Jesus passed by your way? The songwriter said, oh, what a difference when Jesus passed by. Is your life different since Jesus passed by? Can I tell you, the Bible knows nothing about this dead, dry religion. The Bible knows nothing about these puny professions that lead to no change in a person's life. The Bible knows none of that. You see, Jesus is powerful. And Jesus, we talk about this is the season for giving. I want to change that, okay? It's not the season for giving. Two words. It's the season for giving. Because God sent His Son. Now I can be forgiven. And so there's something far greater than giving. And it's called receiving what God has given, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Aren't you glad, you that are here, that are saved in the grace of God, that have been forgiven for your sin? Now think about that for a moment. We've been forgiven, brethren. It's under the blood.
Amen.
Aren't you thankful for that?
Amen.
I'm so grateful. Now, let's have a word of prayer, and then I want to ask you to be seated, and I have a few things I want to show you in verse number 16, and then I have some scripture I want to share with you, and then we'll have our candlelight ceremony, okay? Father, we sure are grateful for Jesus. We thank you for the greatest gift that's ever been given to meet the greatest need that we've ever had. And that is Jesus saving our soul, forgiving us of our sin, restoring us in a right relationship with our Maker, the God of heaven. Father, thank you. Thank you so much for passing by my way and saving me by your grace. Not worthy, not worthy, but I sure am thankful in my heart that you saved me. Help me to live my life in a way that would honor you. God, I pray that you would work in our hearts tonight. Help us to break through all the distractions. Help us to set aside all the personalities and to focus our attention on He that is altogether lovely, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the next few moments that we have together. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen, you can be seated. Now, some time ago, I preached a message here about John 3:16, or out of John 3:16, on Christmas. You see, in that verse, I think it tells us about Christmas. We find the God of Christmas. For God so loved the world that he gave. It was God's idea. It was God's plan that we have Christmas, that Jesus be born. Now, I'm not saying it was on December 25th, but it was God's plan that Jesus come into this world. Because had Jesus not come into this world, we would still be in our sin. We would die in our sin. But I'm thankful that God, in his infinite mind, before eternity, gave his son to die for your sin and mine. That's the God of Christmas. John 3:16. For God, the creator God, so loved the world. And then there's the gift of Christmas that he gave. So you're going to exchange gifts. Some of you tonight, some of you tomorrow. Can I tell you, God gave the greatest gift ever to be given. And that is the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The greatest gift is Jesus. Jesus is the gift of Christmas. There's nothing wrong with exchanging gifts. There's nothing wrong with receiving gifts. But you will never receive a gift like Jesus Christ. Amen. This gift is the gift that keeps on giving. Amen. I've been saved 45 years, and I can tell you right now, Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. Amen. So we have the God of Christmas, the gift of Christmas, and then the grace of Christmas. And that is that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. That's grace. See, it didn't say whosoever works it off, right? It didn't say you have to do works. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, God saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's a gift, brethren. It's a gift, not of works. You can't work your way to heaven. If I could work my way to heaven, if I could be good enough to get into heaven, Jesus coming and dying on the cross would be null and void. It would have been a waste. But the only way that anyone can get to heaven is through Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus said in John 3:3, ye must be born again. Right? It's an absolute necessity if you plan on going to heaven. Now, when I thought about Jesus this past week, I thought about some things and I want to share it with you. Did you know that there is some scripture in Luke, and I want you to turn there with me, okay? Luke 24, this would probably be the last time I ask you to turn in your Bible before I read some scripture to you. In Luke 24, Jesus has came. He lived the perfect life. He died on the cross, a cruel death. And the reason, listen, the brutality of the cross shows the darkness of sin. And he has resurrected from the grave. And here he is back on the road of Emmaus in Luke 24. Are you there? I hope that you are. And as he begins to enter into conversation with a couple of disciples in Luke 24, look if you would in verse number 25, he makes this statement. He says, "Then said he unto them," and that is to the disciples that he was walking with, "O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" Now look at this next statement. "And beginning at Moses, in all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." Wow! How would you have liked to have been there? I would have loved to have been there. Jesus began in what we call the Pentateuch, the books of Moses, the writings of the law, and he went through the prophets and the law, and he began to expound, and you know what he showed them? Look at what the scripture says. He expounded to them, verse 27, in all the scriptures, the things concerning himself, Jesus. See, we're celebrating the birth of Jesus, but I got to tell you something. Jesus has always been. You understand that? He just came into the world to pay the penalty for sin, right? Yes. And so all through the Bible tells us how wonderful Jesus is. I wonder if you know how wonderful Jesus is. Have you thought about it? Have you thought about it? I looked up some things that the scripture says, and I'm going to give you some scripture and what the Bible, the Word of God says about Jesus Christ. See, we're to be celebrating him. We're to be praising him. You see this right here? "Oh, come, let us adore." Now watch this. Him, not them. You know, it's not Jesus and Mary. It's not Jesus and the preacher. Amen. It's not Jesus and another person. Him. It's Jesus, brethren. It's Jesus. And so notice if you would, just listen carefully. You don't have to turn there, but if you want to write these down, I hope that you will. We're taping this. If you want to go back and look at these scriptures, you can. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 that Jesus is the last Adam. 1 John 2, he's the advocate. Revelation 1, he's the Almighty. Revelation 22, he's the Alpha and Omega. Revelation 3, he is our Aaron, high priest. In Hebrews 3, he is the apostle of our profession. In Isaiah 53, he is the arm of the Lord. In Hebrews 12, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. In Hebrews 5, he is the author of eternal salvation. In Revelation 3, he's the beginning and the end. In Matthew 12, he's the beloved son. In 1 Timothy 6, he's the blessed and only potentate. In Isaiah 4, he's the branch of the Lord. In John 6, he is the living bread. In Revelation 1, he is the, Hebrews 2, he's the captain of our salvation. In 1 Peter 4, he is the chief shepherd. In Luke 9, he's the Christ of God. In Luke 2, he's the consolation of Israel. In Psalm 118, he's the cornerstone. In Isaiah 9, he's the counselor. In Isaiah 55, he's the commander. In Luke 1, he's the dayspring. Romans 11, he's the deliverer. Haggai 2, desire of all nations. John 10, he is the door. Isaiah 42, he's the elect of God. Isaiah 6, or 9, verse 6, he's the everlasting Father. Revelation 1, he's the faithful witness. Revelation 1:17, he's the first and the last. Revelation 1:5, he's the first begotten of the dead. In Hebrews 6, he's the forerunner. In Isaiah 40, he's the glory of the Lord. In John 20, he is God in the flesh. This Jesus, brethren. Jesus. I fear that we know too little of him. I fear the reason that we do not magnify his name is because our knowledge of him is limited. We have not entered into a deep, deep communion with Jesus. In Ephesians 1, he's the head over all things. In Hebrews 1, he's the heir of all things. In Acts 4, he's the holy child. In Acts 3, he's the holy one. In Mark chapter 1, he's the Holy One of God. Isaiah 41, the Holy One of Israel. In Luke 1, he's the heir of salvation. In John 8, he is the I Am. In 2 Corinthians 4, he's the image of God. In Isaiah 7, verse 14, he is Emmanuel. In Isaiah 26, he's Jehovah. In Matthew 1, he is Jesus, our Savior. In Matthew 21, he is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth. In Micah 1, he's the judge of Israel. In Acts 7, he's the just one. In Zechariah, he is the king of Israel. In 1 Timothy, he is, in chapter 1, he's king eternal. In Matthew chapter 2, he's the king of the Jews. 1 Timothy 6, king of the kings. Revelation 15, king of all saints. Jesus. What a name. What a name. The name of Jesus. Oh, there's plenty more. I don't know that I'll read them all. It's just amazing. This is just some of them that I went through. It's just some of them. How well do you know Jesus? You know, I feel in my heart that if we could just get the word out, if we could just let people know that this Jesus came to die for their sin. That's what this season is about. As I said earlier, we talk about it being the season for giving, but really it's the season for forgiving. When God forgave man by sending his only begotten Son into the world, that we might be saved by his amazing grace. In Isaiah 33, he's the lawgiver. In Revelation 13, he's the Lamb. In John 1:29, he's the Lamb of God. In Isaiah 55, he's the leader. In John 14:6, he's the life. In John 8:12, he's the light of the world. In Revelation 5, he's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. In Acts 10, he's the Lord of all. In 1 Corinthians 2, he's the Lord of glory. In Revelation 19, he's the Lord of lords. In Jeremiah 23, he's the Lord our righteousness. In Isaiah 53, he's the man of sorrows. 1 Timothy 2, verse 5, he is the mediator, the man, Christ Jesus. In Malachi 3, he's a messenger of the covenant. In Daniel 9, he's the Messiah, the prince. In Isaiah chapter 9, in verse number 6, he's mighty God. In Isaiah 60, he's the mighty one of Jacob. In Revelation 22, he's the morning star. In John 1 and John 3, he's the only begotten Son of God. In 1 Corinthians 5, he is our Passover. In Revelation 1, he's the prince of the kings of the earth. In Acts chapter 3, he's the prince of life. In Isaiah chapter 9, he's the prince of peace. In Luke 24, he's the prophet. In Job 19, he's the redeemer. John 11, the resurrection and the life. 1 Corinthians 10, the rock. Revelation 22, the root of David. And Song of Solomon 2, the rose of Sharon. He's all that and so much more, brethren. Oh, how I wish that we could just get a glimpse of Jesus tonight. How I wish that we could just see him in all of his glory. When Pastor Brandon was reading that scripture, it says, we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I'm glad that he's full of grace, because if he was just full of truth, and he is the truth. He is absolute truth. But truth in and of itself can be brutal. Truth can tell me that I'm wrong. Truth can tell me I'm a sinner. Truth can condemn me. But I am so thankful that he's not just full of truth. He's full of grace and truth. Jesus is full of grace. And I'm glad that when the truth smote me in my heart and showed me that I was a sinner, God extended his grace to me and saved me by his amazing grace. I was thinking earlier today, I'm so glad this address will mean nothing to you. But I'm so glad that Jesus passed by 42 La Rosa Lane in a run-down old single-wide trailer. A young man who had no direction in his life, 1 month away from being 20 years old, a dope head. Jesus, are you listening? Jesus passed by my way, brethren. Changed my life forever. Amen. Saved me by his grace. Amen. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I want to use this time that we have around this season that we are in to thank Jesus for saving my soul. You know where Lodabar is? Can I tell you? Jesus passed by my Lodabar, and he told me, I have a table for you. I have a seat for you at the king's table, son. I didn't know what I was getting into. I've told our church family here, when I got saved, I remember when I was driving down the road on one occasion. And I mean, it hit me. I cannot explain to you, but if you know what I'm talking about, then you will understand. The Holy Spirit of God made it real in my heart, son. You got into something big. You're into something really big now that you're saved. He made it real to me. You're not in just a little community network. You're in a worldwide situation here. The God of heaven lives inside of you. Amen. just a young Christian, I had no idea. I was like, what in the world? But I sure have enjoyed it. Amen. I have. Do you thank God regularly for his blessings on your life? You know, one of the most disgraceful things in all of life is to be unthankful, to be ungrateful. All that God has done for me, all that God has done for me, I want to be grateful. I want to thank God for saving me. I want to thank God for giving me a good wife. I want to thank God for my children. I want to thank God for their spouses. I want to thank God for my grandchildren. I want to thank God for counting me faithful and putting me in the ministry. Oh, listen, I remember when God called me to preach, I really didn't know what was going on in my life. I didn't know. But I remember this. I remember thinking, I'd like to do this for the rest of my life. And can I tell you, God has allowed me to do that. God has allowed me to be in the gospel ministry for right at 40 years. What a great God we serve. Amen. It's Jesus, brethren. It's Jesus. Do you know him? Do you know him? He's the true light, the true vine, the way, the truth, and the light. I was telling our folks at our Sunday school Christmas dinner this past week, there's a verse of scripture in Isaiah chapter 9. It's a very familiar passage of scripture. It's in verse number 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Can I tell you that if I don't do anything with that, Jesus is all of that. Amen. But he's all of that for me. And if you're saved, he's all of that for you. He's wonderful. Amen. How many of you say, Jesus is wonderful? Amen. 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 You know, sometimes life can get mundane. It can. It can get kind of mundane and kind of dry, a little dull. I want you to remember that word, dull. That's right. But when Jesus is in your life, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And then he's Counselor. Just like Wonderful is there for the dullness of life, Counselor's there for the decisions of life. I'm glad that I have someone that I can go to and say, like David did, when you know he inquired of the Lord, should I go up, Lord? God, should I do this? God, is it your will for me to take this step? Is it your will for me to do this move? Aren't you glad for that? Aren't you glad that we have the greatest Counselor that there ever is? My Counselor, now listen to me, knows everything. My wife thinks, I do. I told her, don't you tell her any different. No, I'm just, she tells me that. You think you know everything? I do not, but my Counselor does. Amen. Wonderful Counselor. He helps me with decisions. The Mighty God. Life can get demanding, can it? Can it? But the power of Almighty God can help me meet every demand that life throws at me. You too. You too. The Everlasting Father. This helps me with the dimensions of life. I'm living in the spirit world, brother. This world's not my home. I hope you understand that. If you're saved, this world's not your home. We're just strangers and pilgrims. We're passing through here. Amen. It's all about Jesus, isn't it? And then the Prince of Peace takes care of the disturbances of life. Well, everybody's just in the uproar these days, aren't they? Have you noticed? Everybody's just up in arms about everything. Can I tell you, I have a deep peace in my heart that Jesus places there. And I'm so thankful that Jesus is my peace. This world knows no peace. Jesus said in John 14, verse 27, he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, listen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus is wonderful. Oh, how I hope you know him. I do. I hope you know him personally. I hope you've trusted him. He loves you far beyond what you could ever imagine. I'm glad I know he loves me. Can I tell you the love of God is everlasting? Can I tell you the love of God is unconditional? I'm so thankful I know Jesus. And I just wanted to brag on him a little bit. There's a song that is sang here. It's one of my favorites. And it says this: He promised us that he would be a counselor, a mighty God, and the Prince of Peace. He promised us that he would be a father, and that he would love us with a love that would not cease. Well, I trusted him and found his promises are true. He's everything he said that he would be. The finest words I know could not begin to tell just what Jesus really means to me. For he's more wonderful than my mind can conceive. Amen. He's more wonderful than my heart can believe. He goes beyond my highest hopes and fondest dreams. He's everything. This is my favorite line. He's everything that my soul ever longed for.
Amen. Amen.
He's everything. I'm satisfied, brethren.
Amen.
I'm not searching anymore. I found him that is the fairest 10,000 to my soul.
Amen.
He's everything that my soul ever longed for. Everything he's promised and so much more. More than amazing, more than marvelous, more than miraculous could ever be. He's more than wonderful. That's what Jesus is to me. Another songwriter said, I found a friend who's all to me. His love is ever true. I love to tell how he lifted me and what his grace can do for you. Saved by his power divine. Saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. I trust you're saved. I trust you have placed your faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. We're sinners by birth, and we're sinners by choice. And our sin has condemned us. Romans 5:12 says, for as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. The wages of sin is death. But I'm glad the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you know him? Do you? Don't leave this world without Jesus. Don't leave this world. Don't live this life without him. I want to close with this. I'll ask the ushers to come and we'll prepare to light the candles. There's a song, and I started to call you Sister Betty and ask you to sing this song. Sister Betty sings a song here at the church. Jesus is all the world to me. And I want to say that Jesus is all the world to me. I wonder if Jesus is all the world to you. Have you praised him today? Have you? Listen to this. Jesus is all the world to me. My life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him, I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. My friend in trials sore. I go to him for blessings, and he gives them o'er and o'er. He sends the sunshine and the rain. He sends the harvest's golden grain. Sunshine and rain, harvest of rain. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, and true to him I'll be. Oh, how could I this friend deny when he's so true to me? Following him, I know I'm right. He watches over me day and night. following him day and night. He's my friend. And then the last stanza says, Jesus is all the world to me. I want no better friend. I trust him now. I'll trust him when life's fleeting days shall end. Beautiful life with such a friend. Beautiful life that has no end. Eternal life, eternal joy. He's my friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Do you know, my friend? Is Jesus your friend? I trust that he is. Could I ask you just for a moment to bow your head with me?